Happy Talk, indeed, on WBGO. That's Lauren Kennan, and that's from A Sleepin' Bee, and that's a new album of Lauren Kennan. It's a tribute to Nancy Wilson, and I'm going to have Happy Talk with Lauren herself and Andy Esmond. He's on the album, and he's with Lauren on WBGO. It's been a while.
It's been a while. I think I was in here with Janice Siegel one time.
Jalala.
Yeah, we came and hung out with you.
You didn't do Moss, though, so you've only done two of your three groups. You've done the New York Voices I don't know how many times, because actually you weren't there 30 years ago, but you've been there most of the 30 years now.
Yes, I have definitely paid my dues, and I'm still the new girl technically, but they're starting to let me not have to carry the luggage in.
Just like a 70-year-old man who's called Junior.
Yeah, exactly.
Same, yeah, something like that. The New York Voices literally grew up on this show. They first showed up straight from college.
It is true.
And with a cassette. It was amazing. But you joined in, and it was a quintet for a minute.
Yep.
And then it became a quartet again.
Yep.
And then it evolved. When you look back, do you see the Voices in periods?
Sure. I mean, it does seem like we've had periods in our life at this point where the music was a bit more contemporary and produced. It was bigger productions, and we were doubling our tracks, and there was just this sort of fanfare of production, if you will. And I guess through the years, it's sort of gotten, as we've sort of aged, I think the group has aged and become sort of more organic and sort of embracing the earthiness of the voice and the earthiness of singing and playing the music.
I want to talk about that some more. We're going to play something. We're going to play my favorite Voices song in a while. But in the meantime, A Sleepin' Bee is just out, and you're going to be singing. You're going to be streaming live on WBGO Wednesday evening from Boston. Where?
At the Red Room at Cafe 939.
That's at Berklee?
It's at Berklee College of Music.
Berklee?
I did. I actually graduated from Berklee, which is amazing and shocking.
Others have done it, so it's... Anyway, the checkout will be there with Lauren. And in the meantime, Lauren is on WBGO with Andy. And let's have one of Nancy... We'll talk about Nancy some more in a while, but one of Nancy's great hits was How Glad I Am.
It's her first Grammy that she won, and it actually won in the R&B category. And I heard it on, really I came across a version of it on YouTube. There's a incredible black and white version of her and her trio live in Paris. And she's sort of standing in the middle, and it's a lot more stripped down than the recorded version. And I was just really struck by the prophetic lyric and the gospel spirit of this song.
It's a great thing about certain great works. It's little moments that make it happen. And in this song, it's, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know.
That's,
you know,
right.
That one ascending little phrase there is what makes this song great.
That's right. It keeps engaging you even deeper and deeper into the piece.
Let's get deeper.
Let's get deep.
Lauren Kennan, Andy Esmond.
My love has no beginning, my love has no end. No front or back, my love won't bend. I'm in the middle, lost in a spin of loving you, loving you. And you don't, and you don't, and I don't, and I don't know. You don't know how glad I am. My love has no bottom, my love has no top. My love won't rise, and my love won't drop. I'm in the middle, can't stop loving, loving you. You, and it don't, and it don't, and it don't, and it don't, no. You don't know how glad I am. You don't know how glad, 'cause I wish I were a poet so I could express what I like, what I like to say. And I wish I were an artist so I could paint a picture of how I feel, of how I feel today. My love has no walls on either side, that makes my love wider than wide. Can't stop loving, loving you, you, love you. Mm-hmm. And it don't, and it don't, and it don't, and it don't, no. You don't know how glad, say, you don't know how glad I am, say. Cause you don't, you don't know how glad, say, you don't know, say, you don't know how glad, you don't, say, you don't. No, you know.
Lauren Kennan and Andy Ezrin at and on WBGO. Never Will I Marry. That's a Frank Lesser song from a Broadway flop called Green Willow, but it was a great song on a great album of Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley. And actually, Cannonball recorded that also with Wes Montgomery. It's that same arrangement, basically.
It's just a great snapshot of a tune and a performance, and such a memorable record. I really engaged with that record in particular, the Nancy Wilson Cannonball Adderley, and it's just tattooed.
She's so much more joyous about Never Going to Be Married.
Yeah.
Than in the show,
yeah.
Anthony Perkins in the show, wandering off.
Yes.
But this is actually almost seductive, Never Will I Marry, the way you do it, I think.
Yeah, we had fun. Andy and I had a great time arranging this music. And when I came to him with this idea of doing Never Will I Marry in that way, it was really based on this herky-jerky bass line and how could we thread the melody to still be sinewy, but it's kind of got this underpinning that's sort of interrupting and gives it an underbelly. And so, yeah, we kind of came up with that collective vibe, and we're really pleased with how it.
Lauren is with me. Angie Ezrin is at the piano on the WBGO. She's wearing a bright yellow dress, and
yes.
So is Nancy on the cover. And you talk about that as a kid. That's one of the things that attracted you to that album of Nancy and Cannonball Adderley. She's wearing that yellow dress.
I know. I guess, well, as a child, I mean, it's as much visual.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I stared at that album cover and how lovely she was. And I also was so excited about hearing such a fine instrument and a horn-like instrument. It was just so precise and had a vibe. And I mean, really think about how young she was when she was working with those musicians, with Shearing and with Cannonball. I mean, think about the kind of pressure that must have been. And yet it seems like she just kind of did it.
She was such a pro right away,
yeah,
in Chillicothe, you know, on television. And she was a pageant winner and all of this. So when she hit it, it was like, okay,
let's just do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, she listened to Jimmy Scott, and she talks about that. You can hear Jimmy Scott all throughout her life,
yes,
singing. I mean, Did you go back and listen to Jimmy Scott at all?
You know, I really didn't. I think what I wanted to do was to just let my own muse discover the music and figure out a way to find myself in it. And I wanted to as much think about Nancy as think about the way in which the music was structured and the fact that it was so tight and the arrangements had these amazing musical moments and structure to them, and yet it still breathed and flowed. And that's what we really wanted to create in the recording, is that there was that sort of energy, but it was kind of short and sweet. Get in, get out, play your heart out, and then move on.
Asleep and Be is the album. It's a tribute to Nancy Wilson. Is she someone that, I mean, is that album something that you realize, you know, I listen to that album about every 2 or 3 years, and it excites me again every time. And let's do Nancy Wilson.
Well, and it's funny because a lot of people, when I told them that I was working on it, people from all walks of life and musical genres would go, oh, no, I love that record, too. I know that record. So it really is an iconic recording that touched a lot of people.
And the twist is, it's half of it's instrumental.
I know.
But it's a great band. So, Andy, did you go back and listen to Joe Zawinul?
Absolutely. Yeah, I started going back from, you know, Nat Adderley stuff, you know, so the more like fusion-y stuff when I was younger. And so I knew him. I didn't even know, make the relationship when I was a kid that he was the guy from Weather Report, who was Weather Report, was, you know, in the Adderley Brothers. And then I found that out. And,
Mercy. Joe's tune. Yeah. So he was on that album.
Great stuff.
And Andy is on Lauren's album, and she's going to be singing live streaming from Boston Wednesday evening on the Checkout on WBGO. So look forward to that. Listen forward to that. Lauren is going to be live with Andy from Boston again Wednesday evening on WBGO. And in the meantime, she's at WBGO. I asked you to sing one of your own songs because I always like this one song. You've done how many of your solos have you done, albums?
I have 3 solo albums, and they're all my original works. So,
this is the first record where you've done standards, as
all
it were.
Standards.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But I always like this song. Did you do it with Moss, too?
Yeah, that's pretty much the only place you'll find this song.
That's where I heard it. That's why.
Yeah, and so you know it from the group Moss that we recorded a record together. It was Theo Bleckman and Kate McGarry and Luciana Sosa, Peter Eldridge, and myself. And we did a wonderful recording many moons ago, it seems, at this point. But this found its way on the record, and it's just a sweet piece called Lavalier.
Okay.
Window pane over ocean floor, hear the blow of a distant shore, sand and rain adrift, a youthful dream. Round her ivory throat, holding on to a distant hope, golden chain bewildered her again. So the story hangs from a lavalier, holding all the secrets she may hear. Futures come and tomorrows go, legacies and fortunes of love unfold. There the amulet and all its links disappear. Thank you. So the story hangs from a lavalier, holding all the secrets she may hear. A future's come and tomorrow's go. Legacies and fortunes of love unfold. There the amulet and all its links. There the amulet and all its links disappear.
Lauren Kennan with Andy Ezrin at the piano at and on WBGO. That's one of Lauren's own songs.
Maybe it means that I will be lonely. Maybe a step aside, let the others go. Maybe it means my days will be lovely, this path of my design. Choices are made.
That is my favorite song of all the songs that the New York Voices have recorded. 30 years they've been together, and for 25 of those years at least, right?
Yes.
Lauren Kennan in the group. And you wrote that song with Peter Eldridge.
I did. And he is just one of my favorite composers. And collaborating with him is always such a thrilling experience, because you just, musically, you discover, we sort of live spontaneously in the moment and just let it flow. And I remember the afternoon we worked on that piece. And it just came together so fluidly. And it really has become a mainstay. There probably isn't a live show that we do that we don't do it. We really is just in the book solidly.
Because you all sing wonderfully together, and then you'll hear Kim Nazarian. Suddenly her voice is like leaping out of into the melody. And it's just, I mean, I just loved it. And I love just the feeling of it. And you wrote the lyrics.
Peter actually wrote the lyrics on this one. So okay. I just was a part of the music. And a lot of times when Peter and I work together, we both write the music together. But one of us ventures off into our little corner and write the lyrics. Because it's somehow, I think, he's such a fine lyricist. And I mean, I think we both sort of love word painting. And you kind of have to leave one another alone, and every once in a while there might be just a little thing where I go, maybe this, maybe that, and he would do perhaps the same to like a There Alone Go I or some other collaborations where, but when I was the sole, you know, lyricist. So yeah, left him alone on that one, and it's really a glorious piece.
Is there a difference between singing and what you do with your chops and everything in the technique and even in your head and your heart, when you're singing with a group as opposed to singing solo?
Yeah, it is a very different way of approaching the voice. With New York Voices, you really function as a little big band. And so everything is sort of more controlled. You have to sort of put a frame on your sound a little bit. And so when, of course, you get to step out and do solos, but still you're always walking this fine line about like, okay, but I know I have to get back in and I have to be listening for Peter or Kim and I need to go to straight tone and all those, you're thinking that way. Whereas making like, and even with making all my solo records, I'm so sort of fastidious and proprietary about my own melodies, right? But this record of Sleep and Be was just permission to just let the voice spin and go. And it was just a reminder to make sure you invite that more into New York Voices work. Keep remembering to don't shut that aspect of your instrument down. It's not that it's asked or imposed, but it's just remembering to let it go. And likewise with this record, it was really just a pleasure to just not have to have any rules. There were just no rules.
It's interesting. I didn't think it was that different, but it's fascinating. Because, and also, as you're singing on different songs, different voices are the lead that everything is anchored to harmonically. And so that's different every song.
Absolutely. But this way, in this performance, I can sing whatever I want. You know, and Andy and I, who is just one of my favorite pianists on the planet, and that he collaborated with me on this record is really, it's as much a testament to him and his creativity and artistry. And we can talk to each other, you know, from this setting, from piano and voice to the live setting that we did. The record is basically live takes. It's just done over a weekend, so there was really no fastidious production to it as well. We just let it ride.
She'll be live streaming on the checkout from Boston, from Berkeley, from the Red Room of Cafe 939. That's a Wednesday evening. Streaming live on WBGO will be Lauren with a band, the whole band.
Yeah, it's going to be Matt Wilson on drums and Andy Ezrin and Jay Anderson. So just a killer. Oh, I know. It's ridiculous.
And then
an embarrassment of riches.
And you have the great Ingrid Jensen soloing on your album, Sleepin' Baby.
I love her.
She's just amazing.
I know. And I just wanted another woman on the bandstand on this record. I was like, come on, I need to get one more fabulous chick on this. And so, because some people said, why not a saxophone? And, you know, in nodding to Cannonball. And I thought, well, yeah, but why not a fabulous trumpet player? And,
that's right.
And you know,
right.
I think she even worked and studied with Nat Adderley.
Playing the cornet, though.
Probably, yeah.
That's maybe the same thing as those differences before, but I don't think so, really, because it all comes from the same place. Let's have you sing one of the songs that actually, Let's Live Again, she recorded with George Shearing, right?
Yeah, that's a great record. So when I discovered that A Sleep and Bee wasn't going to garner a full record, right, there's, I think, 6 tracks on there, vocal tracks. So I had to keep digging around. And the Shearing, the Swingin's Mutual is just a great record. And Let's Live Again, it swings so ridiculously hard. And I wrote this vocalise right after the solo, right after the head of the tune, wrote the melody and the lyrics just to kind of expand on this tune. It's entitled Let's Live Again, and we're going to do it for you right now.
When I looked at you, a dream came true. And suddenly right then, moonbeam flushing my mental bright, you were holding me so tight. Won't you give again? Let's live again. Oh, stars are in the sky and fill my eyes and I'd count ten. I sailed away up to the moon, lighting gay as a balloon. When you're giving, I'm living again. I'm telling you true, I'm living for you. I got it bad and glad it had to be. Hell, I'm in a spin, you've got the engine, sign on me. Seize me and squeeze me. Oh, it's a lovely world, my heart's unfurled, the same as it was then. I'm flying frantically above, so romantically in love. Won't you give again? Let's live again and stop shouting out loud about it. Even when I say I'm coming for you tonight, living it up when you're downtown, rousing about, checking you out. There's not a single person here who dare to give a cautionary tale to someone in love like this. Oh, the time that it takes to find the one you want is the time that it takes the other guy to love and believe him for good. What is all this talk? Well, sentimental fool, and I was alone in this world until you came along. Well, nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina. Well, look at me, can't you see that I've chosen the China? Whoa, a final tale was never told, a sovereign should a pot of gold. I'm living proof that happy endings live. I'm themselves to those who live again. Let the world in again. Oh, that's right, I'm living again. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. A dream came true, and suddenly right there, moonbeams were shimmering so bright. You were holding me so tight. Well, won't you give again? Oh, let's live again. The stars are in the sky and fill my eyes, and I'm a count ten. I sail away to the moonlight and gaze a balloon. Won't you give it? I'm living again. I'm telling you true. I'm living for you. I got a bed and glad it had to be. Well, I'm in a spin, you've got the engine side of me. Seize me and squeeze me. Oh, it's a lovely world. My heart's unfurled the same as it was then. I'm flying frantically above, so romantically in love. Won't you give again? Let's live again. Won't you give again? Let's live again.
Lauren Kennan. That's one of the songs that's on A Sleepin' Bee, a new album in tribute to Nancy Wilson, but she's live with me and live with Andy Ezrin. We've been talking about how much you were inspired by, initially just as a girl, you know, very young, Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley, that great record, and then you write on the album, and from there we danced.
We danced, yes. We played, yes.
There's a difference in how you sing any song from somebody who's inspired you. You listen to Nancy singing Guess Who I Saw Today, it's just, you know, something dark is coming, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same with you, but there's differences. I mean, sometimes you hear it, it's more sorrowful, like, you're breaking my heart. Do you know how much you've broken my heart? And then the twist of it all is there's another way of like, and I'm going to stab you in the heart.
Absolutely. It's such an interesting song, and it came out so early in her career, so such a big sort of single, if you will, right?
Yeah.
Back
yeah.
in the day. And what a big song to sort of launch a career. And yeah, it's an iconic version, and I really wondered whether or not I should do it. The only reason why to do it is perhaps that you have an idea and have an inroad. There would be no point in doing it the way she does it because she's done it and it's a perfect snapshot and it's over. So I really had to figure out something that would be expressive in my own way. And so by putting it in three and sort of creating this sort of hemiola and this motivic idea of guess who I saw today, my dear, you just chew on that lyric a little bit more. And the band sort of digs into that motif, and we just sort of, once we found that motif, I knew we could make the song work and find our own way of doing it.
32 years of Singers Unlimited, you're the first to ever drop the word hemiolic.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you. She's going to be singing live streaming with the Checkout and Simon Rentner, Boston, on WBGO Boston from Berkeley, Wednesday evening, her alma mater, actually. Wednesday evening, streaming live, Lauren Kennan with Andy Ezrin and other folks, wonderfully. And they'll be singing especially songs from a sleeping bee. New York Voices' new album?
We're working on a bunch of things. We've got a record with the Bob Mincer Big Band that's
cool.
in the bag and probably will be out next year. And another record with Yvonne Leans and the Danish Radio Big Band.
Now you,
hello.
I remember that concert. It was at Lincoln Center. It's got to be, what, 4 or 5 years
ago?
Oh,
many, many more than that. But now it's got an orchestral accompaniment with Ralph Schmid did an amazing sort of modern landscape to the music with the Danish Radio Big Band. So I think that one will hit in 2018. And then literally last weekend, we just tracked eight new pieces, and we hope to put our own like solo, you know, New York Voices record out also in our 30th anniversary year. So I think it's going to be an embarrassment of riches in 2018 to celebrate our 30 years together.
Well, keep embarrassing us because I've enjoyed.
Oh, we will, guaranteed.
I've enjoyed the group for all these years, and you've been in it for all these years.
Well, we thank you for all the support you've given us collectively and individually. You really celebrate the vocalist, musician, and we're grateful.
It's what I do.
Yeah.
No. It's fun. It's fun. I mean, you know, I can never complain. That's my mantra. I can't complain. What are you going to do? You're going to retire? How old are you? You're going to retire? From what?
I know.
From hanging out with wonderful singers. Mm. Speaking of which, get wonderful. Here's the title song, right?
Yes.
You and Andy Ezra and Lauren Kinnon.
One, a two, a one, two, three. When a bee lies sleeping in the palm of your hand, he's bewitched and deep in love's long looked after land. When I see a sun up sky in the morning dew, where the days go laughing by, as love comes calling on you. Sleep, oh, bee, don't you waken. I can't believe what just passed. He is mine for the taking. Oh, but I am so happy at last. Maybe I dream, but he seems sweet, golden as a crown. That I walk with my feet on the ground, with my one true love I ever found. When a bee lies sleeping in the palm of your hand, he's bewitched and deep in all love's long look after land. When I see a sun up sky and the morning dew, and where the
days go laughing by as love comes calling on you. Sleepy, don't you waken? I can't believe what just passed. He is mine for the taking. Oh, oh, but I am so happy at last. 'Cause maybe I dream, but he seems sweet, golden as a crown. A sleeping bee that told me that I walk with my feet on the ground. With my one true love I ever found.
Lauren Kennan, Andy Ezrin, and the title song from a new album, A Sleepin' Bee. It's a tribute to Nancy Wilson from Lauren Kennan. Thanks for bopping by.
Thank you, Michael. And thank you, Andy.
Thank you, everybody.
On WBGO.